seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values
on which we used to rely?
And cry.
There's Craig Hoffman. Oh, he's such a rebel.
Oh my God, he is so gorgeous. And he plays by no one's rules but his own.
Meg, you should ask him out. I mean, you're the only one of us who's ever had a real boyfriend.
I'm back. I brought another picnic. You're such a good listener. You're not like the other boys. You're so good with animals. I guess I could give it a try.
All right, here goes.
Hi, Craig. I was wondering if maybe you'd want to, I don't know, go out sometime?
Huh, that's about as likely as me playing by someone else's rules besides my own, which I would never do. I play by my own rules. Nobody else's. Not even my own.
How about a movie?
I don't go out with dudes.
Mom, Dad, am I ugly?
Oh, of course not, sweetie.
Yeah, where'd you get a stupid idea like that?
Craig Hoffman.
Craig Hoffman said that? Well, he's a sharp kid. You might be ugly.
Oh, there. Let me dry those tears. Yes, your anguish sustains me.
Meg, honey, don't let those awful kids at school make you feel bad about yourself. I tell you what, tomorrow you and I are going to go out and get you some brand new outfits. Maybe a pair of those low-rider jeans that'll show off your cute butt, huh?
Really? Well, thanks, Mom.
Megan Lowriders. Ugh, enough of that. Go away, damn you! Oh, you're going to get it now.
Oh, my God!
Horace, what is this all about?
What the hell's it look like? I'm putting a bar up for sale.
Oh, please tell me this is some kind of practical joke. Like the kind I used to play when I was an intern at the hospital. I'm afraid I have some very bad news. Your wife's gonna be a vegetable. You'll have to bathe her, feed her, and care for her the rest of her life.
Oh, my God.
No. I'm just kidding. She's dead.
Ever since that mega mall opened across the street, it's been taking away all my business. They got 300 stores, 200 restaurants, 53 bars, and an indoor cattle ranch.
I go to Baskin-Robbins every night and buy myself a little treat.
Now, how the hell am I supposed to compete with that?
You need to fix the place up. Reinvent the clam's image, and we'll help you.
That'll take forever.
Not if we do a 1980s fixing stuff up montage.
Well, I think we made it worse.
Boy, I do not envy whoever has to clean that mess up.
Brian, why don't you take Stewie while Meg and I go clothes shopping?
You know, it's awfully dangerous for me to be walking around the mall at my height. I say, let me get on your back.
Oh, for God's sake.
Strong with the force, young Skywalker is.
God, I don't believe this.
That is why you fail.
Oh, what about this, Meg? A pink baby tee that says Little Slut. That seems pretty hip.
I don't know if that's really me, Mom.
Well, they've got one that says Porn Star and another that says Sperm Dumpster. And they're all written in glitter.
All right. Give me Sperm Dumpster.
That's the spirit.
You finding everything okay?
Yes, thank you.
Well, you just let me know if you need any...
How do these jeans look?
$10.
$5.
$8 and I'll do it.
Fine.
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me! Ha! I am so outrageous! Give me the cash.
Cold in here?
Nope, just really small.
Face it, Mom. No matter what I wear, I look ugly.
Oh, Meg, you're being... That's... Let's try down here.
Coming up next, Joan Rivers speaks to us from beyond the grave. But first, let's go to the Quahog Mega Mall, where Asian correspondent Tricia Takanawa is handing out makeovers.
That's right, Tom. Some lucky, hideous woman will be transformed by our makeover magicians into someone of value to society.
Meg, that's it. You could get a makeover. Oh, that'd be just the thing to boost your confidence. Miss Takanawa! Miss Takanawa! Over here! Ah, my daughter needs a makeover like there's no freaking tomorrow.
It looks like we've got a winner, Tom.
Face it, the clam is doomed.
Oh, come on, guys, we can't give up now.
Oh, Peter, we've tried every theme we could think of, and everything's failed, especially that Coyote Ugly theme.
It's no use. This place is finished. Quagmire, go get the for sale sign.
Hey, Horace, what the hell's this?
Yeah, it's a karaoke machine. I never got around to installing it.
A karaoke machine? Wait a minute, that's it. We'll turn this place into a karaoke bar. Oh, man, that's the best idea since they faked the moon landing.
Okay, cut.
Wow, Neil Armstrong. Hey, wait a minute. You're supposed to be on the moon. I just saw it on TV.
Oh, there's a tape delay and with all solar winds.
Hey there, take a look at your daughter.
Oh, my God, Lois, I'm sorry. It was 20 years ago. I'd never even heard the word rubber.
Peter, this is Meg.
Oh.
I got a makeover, Dad. Don't I look great?
Oh, Meg, honey, I always thought you were beautiful just the way you... Oh, God. Couldn't do that with a straight face. Welcome to the family, sweetheart. Chris, go burn all Meg's old pictures.
There's got to be a morning after. We're moving closer to the shore. I know we'll be there by tomorrow. And we'll escape the darkness. We won't be searching anymore.
Thank you very much.
I don't understand it. This place should be jumping.
Well, we just need to kick it up a notch. Horace, hit it.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Oh, Peter, don't make me do that.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Oh, God, I love this song. And I love it when amateurs sing the lyrics. But I hate baseball cards.
Some will win, some will lose. Some are born to sing the blues.
Oh, the movie never ends. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Hey, that's Journey. Kick ass!
Howard!
That is Journey.
Street
lights, see more. Get some! Get some! Guys, we were freaking electric!
Yeah, they loved us! Gentlemen, this is a sign. We are gonna start our own rock band. Huh? Who's with me?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Looks like the guys are going to form a rock band. Maybe they'll learn a little something. Stick around, you just might learn something too.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know, Peter, just because you guys entertained a bunch of drunken idiots at a karaoke bar doesn't mean you have what it takes to form a band.
Oh, Brian, you're just ants at a picnic. We're going to be awesome.
Wait, what am I? I'm ants at a picnic? Is that what you just said? I'm ants at a picnic. All right, just making sure.
Yeah, hey, sorry I'm late, fellas.
Oh, cool, Glenn. You look just like Tommy Lee.
Well, I figured it'd be appropriate since I just found out I got hepatitis.
You know, maybe we should have decided on outfits that matched.
Now we all look like a bunch of queers.
Fellas, it doesn't matter what you wear as long as you play kick-ass rock and roll and do this with your tongue. Am I right, Gene?
You got that right, Pete.
Oh, my. Hi, Gene. I didn't know you were here.
All right, all right. Keep it in your mouth, Rockstar.
Wow, great job getting hot, Meg.
Gee, thanks.
Hey, Meg.
Oh, hi, Craig.
Now that you're attractive, how about we go out sometime?
Gosh, I'd love to.
Great. I'll pick you up whenever I feel like it.
Hey, Meg. We noticed Craig Hoffman just asked you out. That makes you cool. Want to hang out with us?
Wow, sure.
Hey, I'm here to pick you up.
Here we are, fellas. Our first major gig.
Peter, this is a house of corrections.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere, fellas. That's how you evolve. Like when the Tin Man found out he was gay.
Look what happened by accident.
I hear there's a lot of buzz about this band.
Yeah, there was a pretty positive review carved in Tony's ass.
All right, kids, now everyone stay together. It's very important to your father that we're here for his band's first performance.
The people who beat you are proud to present all the way from Quahog, Fat, Horny, Black, and Joe.
Hello, Cleveland!
Hello, Peter.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh, my God, we don't know any songs.
You shut off the stage!
What do we do?
I know what I'm doing. I'm getting out of here. Giggity, 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 gone.
Yeah, hey, how about a funny story about Lake Wobegon? It was the day of the tuna hot dish jamboree.
Oh, no, kids, your father's in trouble. I'm going up there.
I'm coming too, Mom. Oh, my God. The guy behind me braided my hair.
Grab a guitar. Brian, take the drums. Here, Stewie, play with this.
Mom, can we please just get out of here?
Oh, my God.
Who is she? God, I could strangle her all night long.
Boy, that's not healthy, is it? That's the first place I go to.
Hit it!
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away. But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Great. My name's Jimmy Iovine, and I'd like to make you filthy rich rock stars.
Wow, you're the chairman of Interscope Records. What are you doing in prison?
I stomped a cat to death. Listen, you guys got talent.
Well, where do we sign?
Right here, on Tony's butt cheek. Ah! And initial here. Ah! And here. Ah! And date. Ah!
Oh, crap, today's the 17th.
Ah!
How was that, Dr. Diddy?
Yo, that sounded smooth, y'all. I just have a
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so sorry I keep doing that. Oh, God. Please. Please forgive me. I get that from my father. He's from a different generation. It's,
Whatever, man.
We cool? We good?
Yeah, we're cool. Fine.
Mr. Doctor, if you get shot in a rap feud, can you perform surgery on yourself?
Well, no, Chris. My degree is in optometry.
All right, Dr. Diddy, I got three choices for you for the name of the band. Peter Griffin Starship, Peter Griffin and the Sunday Steppers, or Testicular Sound Express.
I think the name is Meg.
Me? Why?
Yeah, why?
Let me explain something to you, all right? We got to get her half naked and put her out front center stage. And that's going to make y'all billionaires because America loves hot white jailbait ass.
Wait a minute. That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with Meg being exploited that way.
Shut up, Mom. It's not your decision. I want to be exploited.
Meg, don't you talk to me like that.
Look, Lois, I love meal ticket just as much as I love Chris and Stevie, but business is business. So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Good. Now, I just need you to sign...
Oh, God, sorry. Oh, my God, that is not me. That's not who I am. I vote Democrat. It will not happen again. We cool? We good?
You guys know I have no problem with black people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you did say you hated Crooklyn.
Hey, Doc, you got a minute?
What you want, dog?
Check it out. Stewie and I have been working on some stuff of our own, and we thought there might be a place for us to sing on the next album. Hey, cool. You're busy. No sweat. Boy, Benson was a funny show. I'll talk to you later.
Well, what did he say?
He said he'd think about it. Okay, so where were we?
Okay. I want to have intercourse with you. Intercourse with you.
Relations.
Intercourse with you. Right?
Yeah, no, great. That sounds good.
All right. Good. Yeah, groovy. Now, is there a shorter word for intercourse?
Lois, go grab me another bag of Skittles.
Excuse me, young lady?
Did I freaking stutter? I said more Skittles.
All right, that is it, Meg. You know, ever since you got that makeover, you've developed a terrible attitude. And all the success with the family band is only making it worse.
The family band? You know, maybe you haven't noticed, Lois, but I am the band. Right, Miss Swan?
Oh, yeah, she band. Oh, little jealous.
Peter, we have to do something. We're losing our daughter. I'm worried about what's happening to her.
Lois, this is the kind of thing that always resolves itself if you just ignore it, all right? What's more important is we're living a sweet life, huh? This is even more fun than when I performed at the White House.
Mr. President, I present to you Peter Griffin.
A booga 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 blah 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 blah.
Okay, listen up, everybody. I got great news. Meg, you and your family are going to perform on Saturday Night Live.
You mean I'm going to get to meet John Belushi and Gilda Radner and Phil Hartman and Chris Farley and Horatio Sands? Sweet!
Wow, Saturday Night Live. I can't think of anything more exciting. Oh my God, a water fountain!
Hey, Meg, I'm Jimmy Fallon. It's great to finally meet you. I'm hosting. Hey, why don't you come hang out in my dressing room?
What are you looking at?
Nothing. Come on, let's go.
Peter, I'm worried about Meg. She's spiraling out of control. I mean, what if she develops a Coke problem?
No Coke, Pepsi! Oh, come on, you set me up for that one!
Wow, Jimmy. That was everything Ladies' Home Journal said it would be.
Awesome. Great. Thanks. You know, there's something I... there's something I gotta tell you. Being with you just made me feel so alive. From New York, it's Saturday Night!
It's Saturday Night Live!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, that wasn't a very good opening sketch, was it? A rare miss.
I don't think that was a sketch, Peter.
Mom, Dad, you used me for comedy!
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that my daughter was deflowered in front of 1.5 times the Mad TV audience?
Oh, my poor baby.
My God, Lois, you were right. Why the hell didn't I see it coming? All right, stand aside. It's about time I did my fatherly duty. I said duty, but no time to laugh about it now.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be back. So we got a great show tonight, and...
Hey, Fallon, say goodnight, you bum.
And this is for laughing and looking at the camera during every sketch you've ever been in. Who do you think you are, Carol Burnett? You think because she did it, it's okay for you? You haven't earned what she's earned, buddy. All right, now where's the guy who slept with my daughter?
I'm so glad to be the real me again. Too much work being beautiful.
Not for me, but it's good to have you back, Pumpkin.
Well, I guess there's only one thing left to do. Listen, thanks, everybody. I had a great time tonight. I want to thank Jimmy Fallon for being such a good sport. Lois, Meg, Stewie, Brian, Chris, the guys from the prison, Counting Crows. If I'm forgetting anybody, I'm sorry. Good night, everybody. I thought you were with you, Jimmy.
From the world-famous Apollo Theater in Harlem, it's showtime at the Apollo.
What? I'm tired. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a black show. What, I can't be tired at 1 a.m?